Now we have Brother Krzysztof Chiński is going to talk about understanding the denial of the Holocaust.
Okay. Well, I thought that we can just spend a few minutes discussing this because it's quite interesting that in the day when we feel that there is no questions and no doubts about the Holocaust, especially against the Jewish people, having happened in the Second World War, that there would be any doubts or any deniers or denials that this ever happened, or as we will discuss, to what extent there's that denial. But just to define terms, the Holocaust and the terminology that we would use here is that the Germans in the Second World War had a organized plan to eliminate down to a single existing Jewish person, that they basically had the goal of eliminating the entire nation of Israel. This was Hitler's plan, and as we just recently learned, he was going to have a museum. I think he was looking to have a museum of the nation of Israel in Prague, in which everything that would be in that museum would be in past tense. This used to be a nation that no longer is. Well, the effect that his efforts had were dramatic, and we have heard the number of 6 million Jews having perished in the Holocaust. But you will ask yourself the question, well, how do we know that? And as it turns out, the answer is very difficult. The accounting of these numbers is coming from many different directions. There was no record in the German army that actually had all these people that were being eliminated and exterminated listed in any sort of publicly published document. Even though Germans were very good about those records, yet it was a practice in the 1941 when they came up with the so-called the final solution to eliminate the Jews, it was their practice to keep it very secretive. And if you go to any of the sites of the concentration camps, you will see a lot of efforts that were done whenever they were exiting those locations to really hide and completely eradicate any traces so that the evidence couldn't be found. And so this really serves a very good purpose now to those who would have any sort of agenda and reason to deny that this special effort to exterminate the Jewish nation was being carried out. And as a result, the three directions in which they will try to undermine the Holocaust had the effect that we state it had is the three R's: relativizing, revising, and reversing. Relativizing would be an argument that basically would say, well, this wasn't really the only outburst of violence against a nation. There were other nations that also suffered. And basically the focus from really asserting the fact that the Jews were the ones that were the target for this effort to completely be eradicated is minimized. Revising is dealing with reducing the impact of it, basically questioning any of the evidence that exists, saying, well, it's not possible really that 6 million of these beings have perished. And there is, in fact, some supposed to be educated and informed people, even in the church environments, that say, well, the number of the Jews probably was about 200,000 to 300,000 that have perished. And there is really no evidence that they were destroyed in gas chambers. Reversing is another tactic that we may see, and it's quite popular these days, where the roles of the oppressor and the oppressed would be reversed. Of course, you've heard from many different news articles that the terminology of territory being occupied or Israel being the oppressor is used. And you will see sometimes depictions of Israelis really taking the roles of the Nazis and the people that live in the Palestinian camps would be the ones that now are the persecuted ones. So this would be the reversal. And why is this happening? Because the nations don't want to feel very badly about this special nature of the nation of Israel. If there could only be some way to excuse condemnation for Israel, they would probably do it with, it would be a little easier, because it really hurts cultural and educational pride to say that civilized nation had allowed for this to occur back in the Second World War. So anything that would undermine it, minimize it, delegitimize it would be something that would be supportive of that tendency. So we, as we conclude this, because we don't have much more time and there's a lot more to learn online and in other resources, you can certainly look at the Yad Vashem website to read about that. There's a good lecture from Ephraim Kay, as well as Rabbi Beryl Wine. You will find him on YouTube, has a very good lecture about the various problems that have a connection with denying the Holocaust, including inside of Jewish society, now that there's a few generations that have passed from that time.
Thank you very much, Brother Chris. That was a very good definition.